Wow, I can't believe we're in Australia. I can't wait to rope some cattle and see some kangaroo.
Save some of that energy, Jake. We still have 2 days on the train.
Hey, slow down. These bags are heavy.
Maybe you should have packed less. Just a thought.
Okay. Let's not talk about who packed what. And one of y'all just do me a favor and call your mom and let her know where you are. I'm going to try to find our train tickets.
Have you lost our tickets?
Oh, great. I didn't lose them. They're in here somewhere. Just call your mom, okay?
I'll just text her and tell her we're here.
Are you kidding? By the time she figures out how to read it, we'll be in Sydney already. Old people can't text.
Mom's not that old.
She's 40.
Fine, I need to fix my hair anyway.
Give me the phone. I'll call her. Hey, Mom. Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, Miss Beth may have lost her train ticket. Oh, no, we're fixing to get on the train. Yeah, we're all right. Love you too. Bye.
All right. Now, where's Isaac? I thought he was just going to buy some candy and would be right back.
I see him. He's checking out. What have you done?
Good name, mate. Pretty cool, huh?
Don't move. I gotta get a picture of this.
Dude, you got way more than a candy bar.
Hey, Isaac, tilt your hat back a little. Good. Chin down.
I only got what I need to survive here.
Only got what you need to survive? You just asked me if you could get a snack, and now you come back looking like Crocodile Dundee.
Who?
Oh, never mind. You're too young. Here's what's going to happen. We only have 20 minutes before it's time to leave for the train. I'm going to take these things and try to get that store clerk to give me some of your vacation money back if I can explain your spending spree. Okay? Now, I need you to give me this and this. Now, is your candy in here, or is there anything else you think that you have to have?
Well, please let me keep the hat and the gloves. Oh, and the boomerang. You never know when you need one.
I guess you never know when you need a boomerang. All right, now y'all get ready. I'll be back very soon, and we need to be on that train in 20 minutes.
Waste any time. Gonna be traveling up.
put your camera down and carry your stuff.
I'm making a memory book, and I have to have pictures to put in it.
Sydney, how are you? You sure do look a lot taller since I saw you last.
Boomerang?
Ugh, that's a long story, Isaac. It's a nickname that they gave me a few summers back when I kept coming back here every year to lead a backyard Bible club. Sydney, where's Bill?
Well, Gramps can't help around here for a few weeks. His hip finally went out, and he's asked to have surgery tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, and I definitely know he hates to sit still. But I do know that God's timing is always perfect, so maybe it's a blessing that we're here right now this week so that we can not only teach others about Jesus, but help your family too. Let me introduce you to everybody I brought with me this year. We have Jake, Isaac, and Jenny.
G'day, mates. Nice to meet you. My name is Sydney.
I thought we just left Cindy yesterday.
You don't know how many times I've heard that one.
So where's the famous accent?
Well, my father was born in Sydney, and my parents moved to the U.S. when I was a kid. My grandparents own a cattle station here, so we come and visit every summer.
I'm not getting a good signal on this, and I have some important people to call. My friends are waiting to hear from me.
You need to stop worrying about your friends. You care too much about them.
You're just jealous.
Okay. New rule. I keep the phone.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. We're not here to call people at home. We are here to be leaders. We're here to show people how to follow Jesus, not keep up with who was on Dancing with the Stars.
This is going to be the longest 2 weeks of my life.
You need to get a grip.
And all of y'all need to just behave and remember why we're here. We're not here to argue, and we're not here to talk about this and that or spend a ton of money. We're here to tell everybody else about Jesus. And I want y'all to, I know you can do it. I've seen you do it before. That's the reason I picked y'all to come with me. So let's just start over and get ready to have the best week of missions that we could ever have.
Sorry, Miss Beth.
Me too.
Apology accepted. Now let's get going.
Can someone take me to my room, please?
No worries, mate. Just follow me.
Okay.
Thank you.
orange and dark of you. Just watch you shoot and look at of you. I'm gonna follow you all my days. Watch you all my days. I'm gonna follow you.
Did you see that kangaroo? He was like 6 inches tall.
You mean feet, not inches.
Man, his feet look fierce. Sydney said if one gets close enough to kick you, it can really mess you up.
What about the cows? I've never seen so many.
Hey, I want to learn how to lasso a cow before we leave.
You have to find a bunch of different speeds and really slow cows.
Dude, we're in the middle of the beef capital of Australia, so there's many different speeds of cows.
You mean species, not speeds?
Whatever, same thing. This is how the rodeo runners got started.
Maybe you could just pray for a miracle, because that's what it would take for you to be able to rope some cattle.
Speaking of someone needing a miracle, where's Jenny?
She went to her room.
What's her deal?
She's at a new school, and there's a group of girls she's trying to fit in with.
Well, that never works. Because what they like always changes. People waste their time trying to compare themselves with everybody else. I'm an original.
Fair dinkum.
What did you say?
Fair dinkum. It means you are an original.
Well, watch out, cowboy. We got 2 horses in the barn. They need their special feed. I've got to go fire up the Barbie.
I could just hear those little girls whimpering all across the town.
Barbie is a word we use for girls, silly. Well, eat in an hour. Will somebody go get Jeannie?
I will. Hope Jeannie will be in a better mood.
She'll be okay.
But she just worships this group of girls.
Look, Jeannie wasn't made to worship people. She was made to worship God. Don't give up if Jesus can walk on water or raise the dead. He can change Jeannie's mind. Come on.
Thank you. What a beautiful night.
And what a wonderful meal.
I ate too much. I think I gotta go lay down for a little bit.
I feel your pain. I shouldn't have gone back for thirds.
Now, just a minute, you two. Tonight is our dish ministry. Remember, you can't go anywhere till all these are washed and dried.
Please have mercy.
Jake. It is far better and more blessed to give than to receive. But tonight I'm receiving your willingness to help. So, thanks, you guys.
Don't forget the scallops out back. Get it?
Sydney, I have a lot of things to do to get ready for tomorrow and a lot to plan. I'm going to have to call tonight, but don't make those boys do everything. Okay? If they need help or yell too much, just ask. Or just help. Or ask me. Kick it.
Hey, Jenny, come over here. Let's talk. I want to know what's got you so down.
Well, Miss Beth took my phone away, and I promised my friends that I'd call them, and if I don't, they may not like me anymore.
They don't sound like really good friends to me.
You don't understand. You've just never been made fun of.
No, you're wrong. About a few years ago, I felt so bad about myself so long. Miss Beth was teaching the backyard Bible school. She was teaching the ABCs of becoming a Christian. And I'm sure you'll be teaching them with her tomorrow.
Right, the ABCs. Admit to God you're a sinner, believe that Jesus is God's Son, and confess your faith in Him as your Savior and your Lord. I have it all memorized.
But do you let it change you?
Sure I do. I'm a Christian.
Jenny, when I became a Christian, and Jesus became more than my Savior and my Lord, He became my friend. When life is hard, I always try to remember that everything comes back to Jesus. Everything. The way I treat people, the way I respond to someone who's mean to me, everything.
I haven't thought about it like that.
When all we think about is making people like us, we forget about the one who loves us and makes us whole.
You're right. Boy, I've really gotten off track. I don't want people to be concerned about people liking me. Right now, I'm concerned about how I've treated my friends.
It's like a boomerang. It all comes back to your relationship with Jesus.
Thanks, Sydney. I have to go tell three people that I'm sorry.
Jesus is the Son of God. came into the world to save us all. I confess my faith in Jesus as my Savior and my Lord, and I do this because of His great love. Because He loves me so.
That the kids love.
I think I have some dirt in my throat and in my teeth, but it was great.
Yeah, turning that field into a tennis court was a great idea, Isaac. We should do it every year.
You said we came here to serve.
I didn't know tennis was such a popular sport in Australia.
Haven't you heard of the Australian Open? It's a huge tennis event.
The girls on my winning team were so good. That last set was amazing. Poor Jake and Isaac. Does this sound familiar? She reaches wide. Match point. The crowd goes loud.
That was all a part of our plan. Our strategy. Just wait until tomorrow.
Well, that's good that you planned to lose today. But now will you help me bring in the rest of the equipment?
Sure.
Yeah.
Jenny, wait a second. You sure have made a turnaround these past few days. It's so good to see you smile again.
I'm glad our grief has gotten larger every day. I'm glad y'all forgave me for being so difficult and not worrying about what the other people think about me. But it comes to Jesus first.
That's right. We all make mistakes sometimes, but it's important to remember that Jesus never fails to forgive us.
I just wish that he didn't have to forgive me so often.
I think a lot of people feel that way, even me sometimes. But just keep working on it. I know that God has the power to make you into the person that He wants you to be. It's our last day of camp. Jenny, did you find all the supplies for those Outback plant markers?
Yes, we should have plenty of craft sticks. I'm so glad our group's gotten larger every day.
And I really think that all the kids are understanding the meaning of the lesson.
I've learned a lot by studying Peter myself. It's been so much fun getting to know the kids, and I'm going to miss them.
Miss Beth, I finally learned how to lasso.
Whoa, maybe that wasn't a waste of money after all.
Let me out of this.
I told him to take off running, and I concentrated real hard, and I got him. I had to show you, or else you wouldn't believe me.
Okay, but here's the point. Let me out of this.
Congratulations, Agatha. You're a real jackaroo. You're less so good.
You need to teach me that so I can show Mom and Dad when we get home.
I don't think so.
I just looked at a memory verse. Philippians 4:13. I'm able to do all things.
That verse don't go with roping cattle.
It said all things. Don't limit yourself, man.
I will. y'all. Everybody gather around.
Let's get serious for a moment. Come on, let's talk. I just want to take a minute to tell each and every one of you how proud I am. You've all given 110% this week, and I couldn't have imagined a camp going any better. In fact, it may be the best one yet.
It's been so much fun. I almost don't want to go home tomorrow.
I know, me either. But the important thing is that y'all all realize the meaning of this trip. What's that? It's that everything comes back to your relationship with Jesus.
Nowhere, no matter where you go or what you do, the most important thing in life is that you choose to live for Jesus.
That's what I call the boomerang effect.
You're right. It all comes back to Jesus.
That's exactly it. Okay, how about we take a break right before we leave for a Vegemite sandwich?
Hey guys, wait for me.
Hold on. This is supposed to be like, what, Australia? There's something famous in there. Can't be that bad, right? Well, crazy.
Change your life. Don't you pray?